And speaking of golf, as we bring Joe in, it was a nice, Brant Snedeker got some nice pub this weekend on the Skills Challenge on NBC this week.
Yeah, he was in town this weekend. He said that was a lot of fun. And they talked about all the different formats they play. Like, I guess the one that was the strangest was the reverse alternate shot.
Yeah.
Where, you know, you hit the shot, or you take the worst shot, and then you play from there. I don't know. Anyway, he said.
And then they had the reverse scramble, too.
Yeah, reverse scramble. That's right. You take the worst shot of the two, and you play from there.
I'd be an A player in that event.
Use all your shots.
Made them feel like regular players again. So, but that's, yeah, hopefully he'll be ready to have a good year. It was good to see him around. He was over at the basketball game the other night. So, and they put him up on the Jumbotron during one of the timeouts, and he got a big hand. So, I look forward to seeing him play again.
Joe, I know it's not the same deal, and I don't pretend I'd sound like an idiot if I compared the Florida football job to the Vanderbilt football job. But Bobby Johnson always seemed to have a pretty healthy outlook, even if he left Vanderbilt for a bigger job. You know, he's a guy that I would never imagine would succumb to stress. He just seems to have a great way of dealing with things. You know, I know he's dead serious about, you know, his job and his profession, but for whatever reason, you know, he seems to see the big picture.
Yeah, I agree with that, Mark. He seems to be, I think balance is the word that a lot of people use in that situation. There's an interpretation from some people that if you're a coach and you don't spend all night in your office every night, that you're not, you know, working as hard as you should. And granted, there are some of our coaches that do, you know, spend nights during the course of the year in their offices. But for the most part, I think Bobby, by and large, really pushes for these guys to, you know, to get their work done, do as much as they can, but also be sure and not neglect the other parts of their life, their family, all those type things. And he seems to have a pretty healthy balance in that regard. I was thinking about that this morning, you know, Urban Meyer and all he's going through. I'm not surprised that things changed in 24 hours. I'm not surprised that it went from I'm resigning to I'm taking a leave of absence. I thought once he got around the players again and probably talked to Jeremy Foley again, it was going to be let's take a wait and see approach to this. Go ahead and take, if it's a few months, that's fine. If it's a year, that's fine. And then if you want to come back and you feel like you're ready to come back, then come on. So I'm not surprised it turned out that way.
Pretty quiet weekend in terms of basketball. And a moment ago we read our Ring of Honor promo for this week, and Hillary Hager was the one that we chose, who got her PhD in molecular genetic regulation.
Yeah.
It's pretty remarkable when you look at the kind of the where are they now for different athletes around Vanderbilt and see where they end up.
I think it's interesting. I've heard former coaches, one in particular, that said one of the things he had to get used to was going into team meetings and realizing he was the dumbest one in the room. and that's something I've become accustomed to around there with all the teams I've been around. But, yeah, Hillary's pretty special, great student. We got so many over there. Certainly all the universities do. But, you know, I think of John Stokes in football that's going to go to medical school already and been accepted for that. And so many guys that fall into that category, so many players that fall into that category. But Hillary was a special player. She was a great leader at Vanderbilt, so I'm not surprised at all that she just keeps advancing in class.
What is it? Ted Skuchas was like a computer genius, and Kevin had something broken, and Ted apparently was like MacGyver and took it apart and put it back together. And I asked Kevin, I go, do you ever think at times that Ted is a big cat and you're just a ball of yarn to him?
Ted was an interesting guy. We would ride back. I remember, and you know, on these trips, especially during season, when you're in school, and you're in the middle of basketball season as well, guys have to study and take tests and all on the road. I mean, this is a part of what they have to do, and it was not uncommon at all to see after a game on the bus heading back to the airport, Ted Skuchas crack one of those engineering books or whatever and get right back at it. And a lot of players do that on a regular basis. I'm constantly amazed at how they're able to balance, as student athletes, the workload they have to put in their sport and the workload they have to put in their classroom.
Joe, as we finish up here, on a kind of a serious note, we want to mark the passing of Cliff Abel,
yep,
a guy who worked at Vanderbilt for a long time as a member of the stats crew. I sat next to him for years at the Titans games where he's also part of the crew over there, but he was a really nice man.
Cliff, well, he was a wonderful man. He loved Vanderbilt. He loved the Titans. He worked stats, I guess, for Vanderbilt for something like 36 years. And then when he didn't show on one particular game evening, they had a feeling something might be wrong, and he had passed away. But he was one of those guys, Kevin, that, you know, always a smile, always happy, always glad to see you, genuine, great to be around, and certainly will be missed around Vanderbilt.
Joe, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, call-in show tonight, guys, at 6:30 down at the Commodore Grill.